The Book of Exodus, Chapter 9. Then Yahweh said to Moses, "Go in to Pharaoh and tell him, 'Thus says Yahweh, the God of the Hebrews, let my people go, that they may serve me. For if you refuse to let them go and will still hold them, look, the hand of Yahweh is on your cattle which are in the field, on the horses, on the donkeys, on the camels, on the herds, and on the flocks. There will be a very grievous pestilence. And Yahweh will make a distinction between the cattle of Israel and the cattle of Egypt, and nothing will die of all that belongs to the sons of Israel. And Yahweh appointed a set time, saying, Tomorrow Yahweh will do this thing in the land. And Yahweh did that thing on the next day, and all the cattle of Egypt died, but of the cattle of the sons of Israel not one died. And Pharaoh sent and saw that there wasn't so much as one of the cattle of the Israelites dead. But the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, and he did not let the people go. And Yahweh said to Moses and to Aaron, Take to yourselves handfuls of ashes of the furnace, and let Moses sprinkle it toward heaven in the sight of Pharaoh. And it will become small dust over all the land of Egypt, and will be a boil breaking forth with sores on man and on beast throughout all the land of Egypt. And they took ashes of the furnace and stood before Pharaoh, and Moses sprinkled it up toward heaven, and it became a boil breaking forth with sores on man and on beast. And the sacred scholars could not stand before Moses because of the boils, for the boils were on the sacred scholars and on all the Egyptians. And Yahweh hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and he didn't listen to them, as Yahweh had spoken to Moses. And Yahweh said to Moses, Rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh and say to him, Thus says Yahweh, the God of the Hebrews, let my people go, that they may serve me. For this time I will send all my plagues on your heart and on your slaves and on your people, that you may know that there is none like me in all the earth. For now I have put forth my hand and have struck you and your people with pestilence, and you have been cut off from the earth. But indeed for this very cause I have made you to stand, to show you my power, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth. You still exalt yourself against my people, that you will not let them go. Look, tomorrow about this time I will cause it to rain a very grievous hail, such as has not been in Egypt since the day it was founded even until now. Now therefore send, hurry in your cattle and all that you have in the field. For all of man and beast that will be found in the field and will not be brought home, the hail will come down on them and they will die. He who feared the word of Yahweh among the slaves of Pharaoh made his slaves, and his cattle flee into the houses. And he who did not regard the word of Yahweh left his slaves, and his cattle in the field. And Yahweh said to Moses, Stretch forth your hand toward heaven, that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt, on man and on beast, and on every herb of the field throughout the land of Egypt. And Moses stretched forth his rod toward heaven. And Yahweh sent thunder and hail, and fire ran down to the earth. And Yahweh rained hail on the land of Egypt. So there was hail, and fire mingled with the hail, very grievous, such as had not been in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. And the hail struck throughout all the land of Egypt, all that was in the field, from man to beast. And the hail struck every herb of the field and broke every tree of the field. Only in the land of Goshen, where the sons of Israel were, there was no hail. And Pharaoh sent and called for Moses and Aaron and said to them, I have sinned this time. Yahweh is righteous and I and my people are wicked. Entreat Yahweh, for there has been enough of these mighty thunderings and hail, and I will let you go and you will wait no longer. And Moses said to him, As soon as I am gone out of the city, I will spread abroad my hands to Yahweh. The thunders will cease, neither will there be any more hail, that you may know that the earth is Yahweh's. But as for you and your slaves, I know that you will not yet fear Yahweh God. And the flax and the barley were struck, for the barley was in the ear and the flax was in bloom. But the wheat and the spelt were not struck, for they were not grown up. And Moses went out of the city from Pharaoh and spread abroad his hands to Yahweh. And the thunders and hail ceased, and the rain was not poured on the earth. And when Pharaoh saw that the rain and the hail and the thunders had ceased, he sinned yet more and hardened his heart, he and his slaves. And the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, and he did not let the sons of Israel go, as Yahweh had spoken by Moses.